All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Charlotte, in quote, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I need some honest advice.
Okay.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Overall, things have been good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been feeling really frustrated lately.
Mm.
Every time I bring up the idea of us going on a little vacation together, you know, just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
he says, always, that he can't afford it. There's always some sort of excuse, tight budget, unexpected mm-hmm. bills, whatever.
Sure.
Now, here's the problem. He just dropped a ton of money on a boys' trip to Aruba.
Oh.
Flights, hotel, excursions, all of it. No hesitation. He's super excited, already bragging about it to everybody.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here wondering why I'm never a priority when it comes to fun or travel.
Mm.
I don't want to be petty or controlling, but I can't shake this feeling that he's willing to spend on what he wants, but not on us as a couple.
Okay.
I haven't said anything yet because I'm worried I'll come off as jealous or nagging, but deep down I'm hurt.
Mm.
Am I overreacting? Or is this like a bigger red flag?
Ooh. So.
I'd be big mad.
Especially if you've been wanting to yes. do something for a while.
And he's like, telling you about
don't
it.
Have like, the money. Don't yes, have the money.
Like,
don't
why?
Have the money.
Let's plan a trip, babe. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
Aruba would be a really nice.
And then the
trip
boys are like, let's go
couple.
To Aruba. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. No hesitation. He's doing all the excursions. No problem paying for a hotel.
Oh.
Airfare. Yeah, I would be big mad.
Big okay.
Mad.
All right.
She's not overreacting.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And I'm assuming that she is not expecting him to foot the bill for both.
No,
that
I'm
they're
sure
gonna
she would be like,
yeah,
split
that's
it.
It's kind of what I'm thinking, especially
and it's not
if
like
she's been
she's never mentioned this. It's not like she's been just secretly thinking to herself, hey, that would be nice.
All right.
No, she has vocalized the desire
like, oh,
to
no,
go.
Not a good time for that.
Trip like that.
Not a good time for this,
no,
you know,
it's
on a tight budget.
Fine to go with the boys, got the time and
he's
the
on a tight budget because he's budgeting for this
for
trip.
The boys trip.
For the
yes,
boys trip.
Sorry.
That's right. I don't have extra.
I don't have anything left.
I don't have anything after this.
After this amazing boys trip I'm going on. Sorry, babe. Maybe next year. No, I would be big mad. Big mad.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you... I mean, is it a deal breaker to the point where it's like, okay, there's no turning back from this?
I would... It's a priority thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, again, she's been mentioning this.
She has.
So, I mean, if this was something that he had planned before
yeah.
they met
right.
and started dating,
it's like yeah,
different story.
I told you about this, you know, it was going to be 2025,
yes.
you're the boys,
yeah.
we were going to go to Aruba.
Doesn't sound like that was the case, so.
What would even be worse, and I feel like...
Oh, she plays girls trip and goes to Aruba.
I would fall into this where it's like, last minute, hey, saw this deal on plane tickets to Aruba. Want to go? Okay. Let me see if I can get... It's like almost like a last minute sort of thing.
Know what she needs to do? She needs to be a petty Betty. We need to plan a girls trip to Aruba the same week.
Oh.
Like that's
that.
What
I mean, that's assuming she can get enough girls
sure.
together to make it
absolutely.
Like a thing.
And her money. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a book at the same time. Same place, same resort.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is just, I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
All right. 502-795-1997.
Yeah, favorite Brad is on my team with this whole, he's like, he's just not that into you. Break up with him, then book the trip to Aruba with a girlfriend, go the same time and ruin his trip.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, you need to plan a girl's trip. You need to plan a girl's trip. You need to plan a girl's trip.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that just the, hey, this was something that you've been asking him about. And then he's like, no. And then all of a sudden,
you want to do
when
with
his boys
with
are like,
boys.
Hey, want to do this? He's like, yes. So that kind of makes me wonder where you land on his level of priority.
Exactly.
You know,
you're very
so,
low on his priority list if
yeah.
this is what he's doing.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let us know a story when this maybe happened to you, when you realized that you were not high on the priority list? Is this something that you were able to overcome? Is this something that was like final nail in the coffin?
Like he needs a little wake up call. Like, yeah. Hey, put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah, how exactly. How do you do that? Right, exactly. Let us know. That is what group therapy is. Group therapy, Charlotte feeling like she is not the priority with her boyfriend of 2 years. She's been asking to go on this little couples trip with him. He's like, nah, tight budget, bills, all that, life. Then all of a sudden, he booked a boys trip to Aruba.
Uh-huh. And she's mad.
She's like, how would you take this? Ginger on Facebook says, you're not overreacting. He's being insensitive and mature and rude. That said, not knowing how old you guys are, he may just also be young and clueless. Mm. I would have a calm conversation with him, discuss how this is making you feel. If he's not responsive or if he's combative, take that as a sign for how your future will be with him.
Like, just sit him down and say, hey super excited for your boys trip and everything. I was just kind of hoping that you and I would take a trip like that.
Yeah, the optics on this kind of look weird because we've been talking about, or I've been talking about to you, wanting to take a trip like this, and now you're doing this without me.
Yeah,
with
and
the
you
guys.
Keep saying that, you know, it's always a bad timing or you don't have the money, and now it's like not a problem.
Explain to me how.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
explain it to me how I'm not supposed to feel a little upset about this. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And then hopefully he will be like, oh.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Think about it like that.
Maybe. All right. Well, maybe next year we can go on something.
Okay. So Fran does hair on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Says, I think it all depends on who's paying for you on a trip together. It's a lot cheaper to book a trip when you're only paying for yourself. If you're offered to pay your own way and you didn't want to, then yeah, red flags. If it's the other way around, I get it. Especially if you're young, traveling is expensive. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sure she probably... Because he's mentioned the money thing.
Yeah, she's probably
like hey, we'll split it.
We'll split it. You pay your way, I'll pay my way, we'll have fun.
I'm sure she suggested that. Yeah, Lisa she's not said, expecting him to pay for it all.
People will always make time and money for things that are a priority to them.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to have the emotional maturity for a relationship. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are rolling in going, yeah, this is kind of a red flag.
Like how, if you are any
because
sort
after
of an adult
2 years,
male, yes, how do you not understand? That
listen, there are some dense
the exact
dudes
trip that she's been telling you she wants to take.
Maybe that's why it was in the back of his mind. Like, this sounds like a good idea.
How dense do you have to be, though?
How dense?
For real.
Oh, it
like,
is.
Like, don't you have to have zero perception skills?
Yes.
To not understand this is going to make her upset?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So yes, be upset, but before you just throw the towel in on the relationship,
tell him you're upset.
Yes.
Because she hasn't yet.
And say, this is why.
I'm upset. Maybe you can imagine now when I put it to you this way, that this is something I have been talking to you about wanting to do. And then you're like giving me all the excuses. But when the guys say it, you're good to go.
Yep. Yeah, what are you going to do on this trip? Why the boys?
In Aruba? Yeah.
Aruba. Why the boys in
like,
Aruba?
If we're talking a golf trip or something, I get it. But why are we going to Aruba with the boys?
Yeah.
Were there probably other chicks in bikinis?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Well,
okay.
You can always,
not a golf trip.
You can always hope for a natural disaster.
Well, that's not... we just talked to her.
Sorry.
That went real dark real soon.
I said the inside thoughts
you
out
did.
Loud.
Yeah, just tell him. Just point it,
all right,
explain
well, hey,
it to him like he's five.
Yeah, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.